This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Making Gaza safe again from unexploded bombs could take 14 years, UN demining experts said on Friday. Per Lodhammer, a senior officer from the United Nations Mine Action Service, UNMAS, said that the war has left an estimated 37 million tons of debris. After nearly 7 months of intense Israeli bombardment, Mr. Lodhammer said that each affected square meter contained some 200 kilograms of rubble.
All I can say is that at least 10% of the ammunition that is being fired potentially fails to function. With 100 trucks, we're talking about 14 years of work with 100 trucks. So that's based on that figure, 14 years to remove with approximately 750,000 workdays, person workdays, to remove the debris.
The development came as the leaders of 18 nations, including the United States, called for the release of all remaining hostages taken during Hamas-led terror attacks in southern Israel that killed some 1,250 people. Israel reportedly believes that more than 130 hostages are still being held in Gaza after the 7th of October attacks, which prompted the Israeli bombardment. To date, more than 34,350 Palestinians have been killed and over 77,000 injured, according to the enclave's health authorities. To Sudan, where escalating violence in North Darfur state has left dozens dead and people trapped in El Fasher city. In an alert, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk cited reports that the rival Sudanese armed forces and rapid support forces have launched indiscriminate attacks using mortar shells and rockets fired from fighter jets in residential districts. Since the rapid support forces began their push into El Fasher, at least 43 people have been reportedly killed, including women and children. Civilians are trapped in the city, the only one in Darfur still in the hands of the Sudanese armed forces, and they are afraid of being killed if they attempt to flee, the High Commissioner said in a statement. Mr. Turk noted that the dire situation had been made worse by a severe shortage of essential supplies, as delivery trucks are unable to freely transit through rapid support forces-controlled territory. He added that the rapid support forces had burned down villages in western El Fasher, including Derma, Umushosh, Sarafaya and Osbani, raising the possibility of further ethnically motivated violence in Darfur, including mass killings. Last year, fighting and attacks between the ethnic Arab Rezegat tribe and the ethnic African Masalit people in West Darfur left hundreds of civilians dead or injured and thousands displaced, the High Commissioner noted, as he called for an end to the more than year-long conflict. Antibiotics were extensively overused to treat COVID-19 patients in hospital during the pandemic without improving clinical outcomes, the UN World Health Organization, WHO, said on Friday. The UN Health Agency warned that this potentially increased the already serious and growing threat of so-called superbug resistance to antibiotics globally. Although just 8% of coronavirus patients in hospital had additional bacterial infections that could be treated with antibiotics, 75% were given them on a just-in-case basis. At no point during the global pandemic did the UN Health Agency recommend using antibiotics to treat COVID-19, which is a virus, said WHO spokesperson Dr. Margaret Harris.
The advice was very clear right from the start. This was a virus. So it wasn't that there was any guidance or recommendation that clinicians go in this direction. But perhaps because people were dealing with something completely new, they were looking for whatever they thought might be appropriate.
According to the UN Health Agency, antibiotics were given to 33% of patients in the Western Pacific and to 83% in the Eastern Mediterranean and Africa. WHO has warned that antimicrobial resistance threatens the prevention and treatment of an ever-increasing range of infections caused by bacteria, parasites, viruses, and fungi. Daniel Johnson, UN News.